So he joins the Mets in 1965. He's 43 years old then. Casey Stengel is the manager, so right. They get back together again. Are you there around that at all?
Yes, definitely. Yogi was on that team as well.
Yeah.
Yogi and Dad were very good friends by then, and Yogi had a kid named Larry Berra that was at the ballpark a lot. So Larry and I became good friends. I've seen him at Hall of Fame inductions several years in the past. But Casey, one of the things Dad said about Casey was that he pitched for him before and after he became a genius, meaning something about the fact that he sent him down. Anyways, it was a fun time. It was New York City for me, and Shea Stadium was fairly new and a big structure. I'd never been a ballpark that big. I was 15, 16 years old and really knowing what was going on then.
Describe Casey Stengel. Was he kind to you when you were around him at all?
Oh, yeah. He respected me because of Dad, I'm sure. But Casey was a character I've never run across since. He was a double talker. He could talk to the press and say nothing for 30 minutes. After ball games, he would go into the bar and they'd follow him into the bar. He'd talk until 2 in the morning. And I don't know what age he was, but he was old. He was a character.
Yeah. Yogi Berra, talk about him.
Yogi was an amazing athlete. He never had the stature that you would think of, other than maybe a catcher. But Yogi was a notorious bad ball hitter, which I think put some fear in pitchers because they didn't have to throw a strike for him to hit the ball hard.
Right.
And a tremendous athlete.
Easy to be around.
Oh, yeah. A lot of fun. And, of course, he was full of one-liners.
Yes, he was. We probably quote him once a month, don't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. One of my favorites is he used to say, when you come a fork in a road, take it.
Right. The one I quote a lot is, the place is so busy, nobody goes there anymore.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.